أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فأخرج لهم عجلا جسدا له خوار فقالوا هذا إلهكم وإله موسى فنسي. أفلا يرون ألا يرجع إليهم قولا ولا يملك لهم ضرا ولا نفعا. ولقد قال لهم هارون من قبل يا قوم إنما فتنتم به وإن ربكم الرحمن فاتبعوني وأطيعوا أمري. قالوا لن نبرح عليه عاكفين حتى يرجع إلينا موسى. صدق الله العظيم. We discussed yesterday Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام returning to his community and people, seeing them or part of them worshipping the calf, and Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام was in a state of anger. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about what actually the calf itself did, offered to the people, and the fitna that they had fallen into. فَأَخْرَجَ لَهُمْ عِجْلًا جَسَدًا لَهُ خُوَارٍ. Somebody threw whatever he threw into the fire, that was the gold and the silver that the Bani Israel had, which was the possession of the Egyptians. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that out of it a calf was made. It was in its bodily form, and lahu khuar, it had the sound that a calf or a cow would normally make. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that the reality was this, that the air or the wind that went through the back passage of this calf, that came out through its mouth, that caused the sound. Others have stated that it was because of what Samiri had done and what he had thrown that the calf had begun to make this noise. And over and above that, فَقَالُوا هَذَا إِلَهُكُمْ وَإِلَهُ مُوسَى فَنَسِي. Now the people began to say that this calf is your God, this calf is your object of worship, not only your object of worship, وَإِلَهُ مُوسَى, but it is also the God of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam wa na'udhu billah. Then why did not Musa alayhi salatu wassalam worship this calf? Fanasi, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam had forgotten. He went to Mount Tur, he went to collect the kitab, but he was in deviation. This is what he was supposed to have been doing. Now the Bani Israel were divided into three groups. One group that was numbering about 12,000 that desisted, did not worship the calf. The balance of them, the two groups that were left, one group was ardent worshippers of the calf, and the one group left it in abeyance, that when Musa alayhi salatu wassalam comes, they left the judgment reserved, that when he comes, they will make a decision, seeing what Musa alayhi salatu wassalam does, and seeing what Musa alayhi salatu wassalam has to say about this. So these were the three groups that were now split into, that the Bani Israel were split into. And the one group, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, not only worshipped the calf, but also they believed that this was the God of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. In response to this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَلَا يَرَوْنَ أَلَّا يَرْجِعُ إِلَيْهِمْ قَوْلًا. Do these people not see that if they spoke to this calf, if they made any form of dua, any form of submission to this calf, then أَلَّا يَرْجِعُ إِلَيْهِمْ قَوْلًا, that this calf would not return or reply anything or return any form of speech or any form of words whatsoever? Could they not realize that this is not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَلَا يَمْلِكُ لَهُمْ ضَرًّا وَلَا نَفْعًا. And this calf does not have the ability of any form of harm, nor any form of benefit to mankind or to any other person or to any other creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that was sufficient for them to have made a decision that this cannot be Allah, this cannot be any form of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whatsoever. Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu wassalam, on the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses very briefly Harun alayhi salatu wassalam's response to this entire situation. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ قَالَ لَهُمْ هَارُونُ مِنْ قَبْلِ. From before Musa alayhi salatu wassalam had returned to Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu wasalam. Harun alayhi salam, being the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he understood his duty and his responsibility to Allah. He had to invite the people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in very brief words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the da'wat of Hazrat Harun alayhi salam. Ya qawm, innama futintum bi. O my people, certainly you had been put into a trial and a test. And this is perhaps the very, very important aspect of our lives also. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this incident of Samiri. Allah speaks about the incident of this gold that turns into a calf and people begin to worship it. But from time to time we are also put into temptations with regards to this material world. And when we are put into the temptations with regards to materialism, sometimes we also fail the test. Perhaps we do not say that the gold and silver is Allah or God Himself, but sometimes we believe that it has certain powers that belongs only and reservedly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes we believe that the gold and silver can do for us, it has qualities of doing for us, and these are the important aspects that we need to correct in our lives insofar as our aqidah is concerned, that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does. So we should not be looking at an incident like this as a one-off incident, something of the past, thinking that this calf is now a solid structure and hence we will never go into this type of worship. But sometimes, from time to time actually, we begin to forget our responsibilities to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes in the acquisition of wealth, we forget the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We forget rights and obligations of fellow human beings, and in that we begin to break the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and hence we also need to be wary about this. Wa inna rabbakum ar-Rahman. Certainly your Rabb is ar-Rahman, most compassionate. And even at this stage, although you have disobeyed the command of Allah, although you have committed the shirk and polytheism, you have ascribed partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ar-Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving. And then Harun alayhi salatu wasalam gives a prescription in which the Bani Israel will be saved from this great fitna. فَاتَّبِعُونِي وَأَطِيعُوا أَمْرِي. Here again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relates these words of Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu wasalam, and this also becomes a reminder that sometimes we forget our responsibility to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the real path is فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Hazrat Harun alayhi salam says to his people, then you people follow me. In other words, follow the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be saved from this fitna. Wa ati'u amri, I am commanding you to stop worshipping this calf, and I am commanding you to go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ati'u amri, so become obedient to my command. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left again many, many lessons for us as the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There is no doubt in the fact that the world out there is capitalistic, it is materialistic, but of course we should realize and understand in the acquisition of the wealth of this world, we should never forget our responsibilities to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should understand and realize that all power belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the gold and the silver and the wealth of this world do not have any power whatsoever. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us, the next lesson is this, that follow the command of Allah, follow the command of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and will be safeguarded from all these types of fitnas. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.